After my sister disappeared, we found a letter taped to the inside of her desk drawer at work, and it said, "If I am missing or dead, pick up," and it named the guy that she lived with. And it described their fights, and it described the money that he owed her, and it had the sentence, "I hope someday to find this and think it's funny, but if I don't let him get away with it." The letter that we found in her desk drawer was dated 10 weeks before she went missing. So for 10 weeks, she was scared, and for 10 weeks, we talked about movies and politics and nieces and nephews, and she didn't tell us. Like most people who are being abused, she kept it a secret. She was ashamed. She felt like some of it was her own fault. She didn't want to admit that she'd chosen somebody who would do something like that. And so, like most people, she kept a shiny facade. And part of the reason I do the work that I do is because we need to talk. This idea that what happens in the home stays in the home, that got my sister killed. And that's as personal as it gets.
So how do you get into this story? Where do you enter the plot here?
Unfortunately, I enter the plot by being raised by the same person. And we both, my sister and I both, chose angry and controlling men. And the book actually is more about my life than hers. I don't know if you have any sisters or brothers, but you know, you've got that, you see each other at Christmas and you see each other at Thanksgiving and you talk on the phone and you know, you're living your own life and their life kind of weaves in and out. And so I did not know what had happened to my sister. And by keeping my life a secret, by keeping my facade shiny, I kept my sister from telling her truth. And that's why I talk now.
And I assume you're talking, when you're talking about the person who raised you, you're talking about your father, right?
Correct.
And was he the same kind of man that both of you married or were involved with?
He definitely modeled behavior that made us think that we didn't deserve better than that.
So where are the messages in all this?
I'm trying to get people to realize that not only does this happen to everybody, I mean across socioeconomic lines, it's not just people over there, it's us too. I'm trying to get them to recognize it when it happens so that they will get out if they can get out or they can help somebody else get out. So if I can talk about that slow degradation that happens when you're in a controlling and abusive relationship, then maybe somebody else will see it before it gets to violence and then they can get free.
So where in learning about what happened to your sister, did the self-awareness come for you? Did you already know about what you're feeling, experiencing, or did that kind of bring the aha moments for you?
There were some pretty significant aha moments after my sister went missing. One of the things I like to say is that fish don't see water. So when you're in the midst of something like this, it just feels like high drama love, or like the other person is right and you deserve this, and they know all of your secrets, and they're the ones who are saying that you're stupid, fat, or ugly, or whatever your own personal painful button is, they're pushing it. And so when you're in the middle of it, you just don't see it.
And so once you started talking about it in your family, what was the reaction?
Remarkably, not only my family of origin, but my extended family started talking about it really publicly, admitting things that had happened in their own lives, admitting things they wish they had done differently, acknowledging my father's role in a lot of this.
How is he dealing with all of this?
He said to me, "You're elitist. You're supposed to have a sense of humor. You're making way too big of a deal of this."
So he's still in denial, huh?
He's in denial. It's everyone else's fault. So yes, my big sister started sort of an underground railroad in Montana to help people get out. My big brother became president of the United Way where he lived, and he started shifting more and more money to domestic violence services. My mother became a continuing nursing education trainer on domestic violence in the state she lives in. I mean, we all just stepped up and we were like, no more.